This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. Key to President Trump's tax plans is accelerated economic growth. The president took to Twitter this morning to complain about modest growth in 2016. He said trade deficits were to blame. Quote, trade deficits hurt the economy very badly. I'll let Marketplace's Sabri Binishor take it from here.
This may shock you, but the president's tweet set some people off. Economists this time.
What the president said this morning is absolutely untrue.
Lee Brandstetter teaches economics at Carnegie Mellon. It's true the economy slowed down in 2016, but the trade deficit hasn't changed much in the past 5 years.
Because that hasn't been changing, you can't really attribute the slower growth to any changes in the trade deficit.
Doug Irwin is professor of economics at Dartmouth. Trade deficits do not, as a rule, hurt the economy.
If you look historically, when we have a growing, robust economy, we have a larger trade deficit.
That's because as the U.S. economy grows compared to the rest of the world, we buy more things, so our imports go up. There are a lot of reasons the U.S. economy didn't excel last year. It's just that the trade deficit had nothing to do with them. Josh Bivens is at the Economic Policy Institute.
The weakness we saw in 2016, it was really broad-based. It was consumption. It was investment. So I think it's tough to put it all on the trade deficit over the past year.
The idea behind the president's statement is that if we took our spending on imports and shifted it to the U.S. economy, we would see growth.
That's not the way the economy operates.
Bob Murphy teaches economics at Boston College.
The trade deficit is the result of what's going on in the economy.
Not, he says, a driver. Dartmouth's Doug Irwin says blaming the trade deficit is kind of backward.
Like, you want to reduce auto emissions, so you just take off the tailpipe or plug it up.
Ironically, he says the president's spending plans, if they result in more government borrowing, are likely to make the trade deficit get bigger. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.